We're joined by Congressman Bill Inyart. First off, William, morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm great this morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good. First things first, we have a lot to talk about, but we talked about that during the break, and I want to get right to it. One, my understanding is when the first news about the VA in Phoenix started to break, you picked up the phone and you checked on the VA in your district.
Well, that's absolutely right, Tom. I thought, if there's a problem out there somewhere, there may be some other problems. And I wanted to know what was going on here, and I wanted to get it right straight from the source. I didn't want to read about it in the paper or see it on TV. So I picked up the phone, and we may start making inquiries. And I've been assured by the administrators at Marion that there were no secret lists, there were no hidden wait times. They were open and above board on it. You know, I think they had some previous problems there that they worked hard to get cleaned up. And I'm going to be over at the VA tomorrow, and I'll be walking around unescorted by the administrators. I'm going to be talking to patients. I'm going to be talking to staff members. So I'm not just going to go in and talk to the big cheeses. I'm going to go in and poke my nose in the corners and the crannies. And I'll be honest with you, they weren't happy about the idea at first. And we said, look, this is part of Congress's job to do oversight. There have been problems in other areas. And I learned long ago that what you inspect gets fixed. And by gosh, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go in, we're going to take a look at it. And, I'm not out to punish anybody. What I'm out to do is fix the problem. And when I'd walk into an armory and first thing I'd tell a company commander is, I don't want to see whitewashed rocks. Show me the leaky roof, because if I know about the problem, I can help you fix it.
Bill, Tom Miller rule for number six for life is people respect what you inspect.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right, Tom. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, now a new Associated Press report is rolling. I have not got a chance to fill myself in on the content, but it's saying Midwest VA hospitals had wait lists too. So I expect you'll be hearing more about that. So there's a lot left to do with the VA. My understanding is you specifically did have to talk to the administration and said, look, I want to talk to people here without people in the room. I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth doing your investigation. Here's the thing. We want to dovetail into the other story. White House, the decision to exchange five high-level Al-Qaeda for Bo Bergdahl. Your feelings?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Number one, when I heard about it, it almost brought tears to my eyes, because he's an American soldier, and you bring him home. That's the number one priority. You bring them home. And, Tom, I'm part of that Vietnam generation where we left too many behind. That will never happen again. And so I think that's the number one priority. I think number two, we see all these talking heads on television spouting off, And they're selling advertising and they have to make a big splash in order to do that. Well, they're talking about things they have no clue what they're talking about. They don't know what the facts are. Let's get the kid home, find out what the facts are, and go from there. Another point. I want all those people on TV who are criticizing this deal to look his mother in the eye and say the price we paid for that young man was too high. Now, after they do that, I'll talk to them. But until they have the guts to get off TV and look that mom in the eye and say that price was too high, I have no respect for those people, because they're talking about things they have no clue what they're talking about. Fourthly, let's flip the coin, Tom. Let's look at the other side. Let's say the president had abandoned this kid in Afghanistan or Pakistan or wherever they were holding him. Had abandoned him. Said, no, the price is too high. What would those talking heads be saying then? Well, doggone well, they'd be saying the exact opposite thing. So,
well, it's interesting because we have abandoned a soldier in Mexico by the name of Tom Oresi. We have abandoned soldiers that we could have gotten home who's in Mexico right now in a Mexican jail.
I'm talking about this kid, Tom, and I support bringing home every American soldier We can't rest until we bring those young men and women home.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about the president making that decision to let those five go in the absence of congressional approval, which is required by law?
Well, I tell you, Tom, I think once all the dust settles, there have been way too many leaks out of Congress. And when you are working this kind of deal, it's got to be the closest hold possible. And I've sat in these classified briefings and walked out the door, and there's some congressmen over there talking to the press. So I think he did what he had to do to get the young man home. I'm not going to criticize him at this point for taking those actions.
I know I was remarking yesterday that I've never seen a returned soldier return to this kind of welcome ever. So something else to keep in mind. Now, yesterday I read several press releases from your office discussing the 30% cut by 2030 EPA emissions, specifically focused on coal, carbon dioxide, carbon, and you had some very strong words for this decision-making process.
Well, you know, Tom, we have to have, and this is something I've been preaching for a long time, and I know with you I'm preaching to the choir, but we have to have a balanced approach. And you can't cut. You know, coal provides nearly 40% of our energy needs. And, in fact, I just saw a fact that if we had not had all of those coal-fired plants that are in danger of being taken offline by this regulation, we could not have met the power surge that was needed this winter. That power surge was huge, 56 gigawatts, whatever a gigawatt is. It's a big number.
Right.
And we had to have every one of those coal-fired plants up online, putting the energy out in order to save people from that terrible, bitter cold. So what we have to do is have a balanced approach. And one thing I want people to understand, too, what this is a proposed regulation, and the public, industry, coal miners, everybody gets a chance to weigh in on this. So I'm asking everyone who has an opinion on this to please contact my office. You can go online, send me an email at Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T, period, House, period, G-O-V, or you can send it to my Carbondale office at 250 West Cherry Street in Carbondale. But I want to know what the people of our district think about this. And I will bundle those up, and I will get those to the EPA along with my letter, encouraging some common sense rationale here where we balance our energy needs.
We've only got 60 seconds, but I didn't want to get I wish we had more time, Bill, seriously.
Oh, I do too.
Bill, but you are doing something interesting. Tonight, I believe it is, it's a tele-town hall meeting where people can be wherever they are and attend this town hall meeting via their phone. Find this is very interesting.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. And so what we're doing is there will be an automated call go out to 50,000 households across the district from Alton to Caro and back up to Mount Vernon. 50,000 calls will be put out, and people will be able to listen into the town hall. They'll be able to pose a question. And if they want to get the call, they can actually call in. Let me give you this number twice. It's toll-free, 877-229-8493. I'll repeat that, toll-free, 877-229-8493. And then they have to enter an ID code when they get in, and that ID code, I'll give it twice, 112-868. That's 112-868.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Congressman. The minute you and I get off the phone, I will put that on our Facebook page timeline. So if you weren't able to get those numbers because you're doing things like driving, I will make sure that that is available to you simply on our Facebook page. I'll write that as in your telehall meeting with the phone number and ID code.
Super. Thanks so much, Tom. I think it's important for folks to be able to listen in and ask me questions. And, of course, with that number of folks, not everybody's going to get in and ask a question, but we're gonna take as many tough questions as we can and let people know what's going on in Washington and how I'm trying to represent Southern Illinois.
All right, and that starts at 6:45, so you want to get online a little early this evening.